Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.3, Introduction to RESTful APIs. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Web Development Fundamentals in the Full Stack Development for Developers at Test Company course. In this lesson, we'll explore what RESTful APIs are, how they facilitate communication between front-end and back-end systems, and provide examples of common APIs in use. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to explain the role of RESTful APIs in full-stack development and understand their practical applications within the finance and fintech industries. Main content: what are RESTful APIs? RESTful APIs, or Representational State Transfer APIs, are a set of rules that allow different software applications to communicate with each other over the web. They enable the integration of various systems and platforms, making it easier for developers to connect the front-end of an application, what users see, with the back-end, where data is stored and processed. REST, which stands for Representational State Transfer, is an architectural style that defines a set of constraints to create scalable web services. RESTful APIs use standard HTTP methods such as GET, POST, PUT, and DELETE to perform operations. GET retrieves data from a server. POST sends new data to the server. PUT updates existing data. DELETE removes data from the server. By adhering to these standards, RESTful APIs ensure that applications can interact seamlessly, regardless of the technology stack used by each system. This flexibility is particularly beneficial in the finance and fintech sectors, where multiple systems often need to exchange information rapidly and reliably. How APIs facilitate front-end and back-end communication. APIs serve as intermediaries between the front-end and back-end components of an application. When a user interacts with a web application, say, by submitting a form or clicking a button, the front-end sends a request to the back-end via the API. The back-end processes this request, interacts with the database if necessary, and then sends back a response to the front-end. For instance, when you check your bank balance using a mobile app, the app's front-end sends a request to the bank's back-end through an API. The back-end processes this request, retrieves your account information from the database, and returns the balance to the app. This entire process occurs in the background, allowing for a smooth user experience. A major advantage of using APIs is that they allow developers to create modular applications. Instead of building everything from scratch, developers can leverage existing APIs to integrate functionalities like payment processing, data retrieval, or user authentication. This modular approach speeds up the development process and reduces the likelihood of bugs, as teams can rely on well-tested, established APIs. Examples of common APIs in use in the finance and fintech sectors. Various APIs play crucial roles in enhancing services and user experiences. Here are a few notable examples. Payment processing APIs. Companies like PayPal and Stripe provide APIs that allow businesses to accept online payments. When a customer makes a purchase, the transaction details are sent to the payment processor's API, which handles the transaction's security and processing before returning a confirmation to the business. Financial data APIs. APIs such as the AlphaVantage API offer real-time and historical data on stock prices, exchange rates, and other financial metrics. Developers can easily integrate this data into their applications, allowing users to access up-to-date market information directly from their platforms. Banking APIs. Open banking initiatives have led to the development of APIs that allow third-party developers to access banking data securely. For example, Plaid is an API that connects applications to users' bank accounts, enabling features like balance checking and transaction history retrieval without compromising user security. Social media APIs. APIs like those provided by Twitter and Facebook allow applications to interact with social media platforms. Developers can create applications that retrieve user posts, send messages, or even analyze user engagement, enhancing the overall functionality of their web applications. These examples illustrate how RESTful APIs are not just technical constructs. They are foundational elements that enhance functionality and provide value in real-world applications. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the essentials of RESTful APIs, including their definition, how they enable communication between front-end and back-end systems, and examples relevant to the finance and fintech industries. Understanding RESTful APIs is vital for developing modern web applications, as they play a crucial role in connecting various components and enhancing user experiences. By leveraging APIs, developers can create more efficient, scalable, and user-friendly applications. As you continue your journey in full-stack development, keep in mind the importance of APIs and consider how you might utilize them in your projects going forward. Reflection questions: how could you use a RESTful API to enhance a finance application you are developing? What advantages do you see in using existing APIs rather than building every component from scratch? Can you identify a situation in your daily life where an API is likely facilitating communication between different applications?